Hello everybody, welcome back to SS Focus channel. Our topic today is about a broader and bolder approach use education to break the cycle of poverty. As we already know, poverty is the main obstacle to everything, especially education. So in our research, we have learned and divide the influence of poverty toward learning into three main points. The first one is external support. The academic and social support is less available to students outside of the school. This referring to a logical way that middle family and rich family have a better support toward their children. For example, assessment of advantage. The assessment of advantage refer to the access to a private tutor, summer in enrichment camp, homework and support, etc. And according to the support, children may be able to gain a lot of success for their academic. For moreover, as a middle or rich family children, they may not have to concern about everyday earning, so they have a fully focus on their education, which may increase their grade or the academic achievement. And the next point is about environmental obstacle. If we talk about environmental, there's many things. For example, the first one, it may be neighboring. If the children is surrounded by alcoholic, drunker or smoker, they may be afraid of leaving their home to school. They think that if they leave home, something bad may happen. So instead of leaving home, they would choose to stay at home quietly without going anywhere. However, in contrast, if the children is surrounded by a good neighbor, maybe they are scholar or police officer or lawyer, they may think that having a higher education can prevent them from poverty, so they choose to go to school no matter what. On the other hand, environment also play an important role for children's health. As they live in a very good and clean neighbor, they have a very better health, so they can go to school regularly, listen to the explanation. They can absorb the knowledge more better than students who live in a dirty environment. So that's all for the environment. Let's move on to the next influence, which is negative social capital. So the first word that we notice is social capital. Social capital refers to the interaction, and in this point we can talk about the interaction between parent and the teacher. If the parent is poor, they may have to focus more on earning, so they don't have time to interact with the teacher to figuring out how their children perform at the school and what can they have for their children. And moreover, this also related to the moral support. The moral support referring to that the school, the parent, and also the teacher themselves that give a mental support toward the children, that they really can learn from their education, from their school, and those education can make them have a brighter future. If they give a negative moral support toward children, such as labeling that they are stupid, they are poor, they don't deserve the education, this may also affect their academic achievement. So after knowing about this influence, let's move on to some suggested solution that we get from our topic, which is BBA, a broader and bolder approach. The main aim of this approach is that to expand learning opportunity for students through a quality early childhood education, and by extending the traditional school day, which means that normally traditional school day is only about from 6 p.m. From 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. or from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. However, we can get their better quality by expanding that. Maybe they have class from the morning to the evening. And the other point is enrich the curriculum through enhancing literacy development in all content areas and a greater emphasis on the project-based learning. And last but not least, to build a critical partnership that will strengthen the capacity of the school to respond to students' needs and enable the community interest to come together to parents and their lives on whole allies can hold school and their leader accountable for academic outcome. So as according to this problem and also some suggested solution, I believe that BBA play a very important role in diminishing this obstacle of poverty, because as a educator, we only not focusing on delivery the knowledge, but also we have to educate our community as well as community which may influence the student academic achievement too. That's all for today. I would end this topic here according to time constraint. Thank you for your listening. See you next time.